The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the June 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. We're going to start from the front page, a picture of three baseball players with the caption, "Ooh, I got this. Want to be a quiz whiz too? Check out our trivia tips and tricks." These players play along with Red Sox stars Hanley Ramirez, Mookie Betts, and Jackie Bradley Jr. The lineup, 22, on page 22, seven wonders of the sports world. These sites spread out across five continents have one thing in common. They're all really, really cool. Trivia time, page 31. Fans love to quiz each other. We've compiled a study guide filled with tips and fascinating facts. Read it, then challenge your friends and family members to see who can score highest on our trivia challenge. Page 18, prime time. New York Giants rookie speed star Saquon Barkley is serious about becoming the next big thing and living up to the hype. Page 38, World Cup preview. No USA? No problem. The soccer extravaganza, which kicks off on June 14th, is still going to rock. Page 42, NBA Draft 2018. For many top players, the path to the league is straightforward. Others are blazing new trails to NBA stardom. Page 46, Seismic Shift. Defensive alignments in baseball have never been crazier or more controversial. Page 48, from the pages of Sports Illustrated. Rebuilding the Lakers. After the NBA's elite teams are done slugging it out in the playoffs, all eyes will be on Los Angeles for yet another big-budget reboot of an esteemed Hollywood franchise. The favorites. Page 2, Free Frame. Page 7, Sports Cards. Page 11, June Birthdays. Page 12, Future Stars. Page 16, LOL. Page 26, Posters. Page 52, What's the Call? Page 53, Games. Page 54, Art Gallery. Page 55, Comic Cards. And page 56, Buzz Beamer. And here we are on page 2, Freeze Frame. Back to work. Picture here of the Alabama Crimson Tide players entering the stadium. April 24th, 2018, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Spring football bloomed in Alabama for the defending champs, culminating with the A-Day game between the Crimson and White. Team Crimson won 24-12 with help from a long run by Ronnie Clark. He's on the bottom right. Even Coach Nick Saban got in on the fun during practice. When he wasn't giving pep talks, the 66-year-old showed the quarterbacks how it was done here on the top right. Next, page 4, Freeze Frame. New look, same hook. April 15, 2018, Los Angeles, California. On Jackie Robinson Day, Los Angeles star pitcher Clayton Kershaw took a break from wearing his usual number 22 jersey to join the league in honoring the Dodgers legend. Even in the new uni, it was typical Kershaw game. The lefty used his brutal breaking ball to strike out 12 Arizona Diamondbacks in 7 innings as Los Angeles won 7-2. And we'll start with, on the top, Zach Hankins, center, Ferris State. His height is 6'10", his weight is 255 pounds. He was born July 27, 1996 in Shawville, Michigan. Hankins was named the NABC Division II Player of the Year after helping the Bulldogs win the 2018 NCAA Division II Championship, the school's first title in any sport. He set a program single-season record for rebounds, 380, and in 3 seasons became the school's all-time leader in block shots, 319, and career field goal percentage, 64.2%. Having redshirted as a true freshman, Hankins will graduate this summer and transfer to Xavier for his final seasons of eligibility. Question, in what state is Ferris State located? Do, 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 do. Answer, Michigan. It's in Big Rapids. Next, we have Townley Haas, swimmer from Texas. His height is 6'5". He is born December 13, 1996 in Richmond, Virginia. After winning NCAA titles in the 200 and 500-yard freestyle races, Haas was named Big 12 Men's Swimmer of the Year. He helped the Longhorns win the 2018 National Championship, Coach Eddie Reese's 14th at Texas. Haas's time in the 200, 1:29.50, set an American record. It was the junior's third straight NCAA title in the 200. He also won the 500 in 2016 and has been on two championship relay teams. At the 2016 Olympics, Haas helped Team USA win gold in the 4x200 meter relay. Question. Which school won the 2018 NCAA Women's Swimming and Diving Championship? Do, 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 do. Did you say Stanford? Absolutely correct. And finally, we have Claude Giroux, center for the Philadelphia Flyers. His height is 5'11". His weight is 185 pounds. He was born January 12, 1988 in Hearst, Ontario. Giroux tied for first in the NHL in assists last season, 68, and was second in points, 102. He also led the Flyers in goals, 34. All three totals were career highs for the 10-year veteran. Since 2010 and 11, only Patrice Bergeron of the Bruins has won more NHL faceoffs than Giroux, 6,710. He led the Flyers in scoring in four of his first six seasons and became captain in 2013. In a 2012 playoff game against the Penguins, Giroux had three goals and three assists to set a franchise postseason single-game points record. Question, who led the NHL in points in 2017 and 2018? Answer, Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Flyers, Oilers, 108. Warm-up. We see a young American soccer player sitting on the grass on the field with a dejected look on his face. Burning question. What's wrong with American soccer? Down and out, a 2-1 loss to Trinidad and Tobago last October meant that Matt Bessler and his teammates would miss this summer's World Cup. The United States will not be participating in the FIFA World Cup this month in Russia. On October 10, 2017, the United States men's national team lost to Trinidad and Tobago 2-1, ending its qualification hopes. For a team that had made the World Cup seven consecutive times dating back to 1990, it was a shocking disappointment. After the game, Taylor Twellman, a former member of the USMNT and a current analyst for ESPN, bemoaned the result. Iceland is the size of Corpus Christi, Texas. They can figure it out. What are we doing? He has a point. Iceland went 7-2 in its qualifying group to clinch a spot in this year's tournament. the United States has more than 50 cities more populous than Iceland, and around 1,000 times as many total people. The richest nation on earth, America also spends more than most countries on soccer. So how did the United States not qualify? For starters, blame the starters. While the United States Soccer Federation's failure to produce a better team is surprising, this squad's inability to win was not. In reflecting on his team's disastrous qualifying process, since resigned United States coach Bruce Arena estimated that only 19-year-old wonder kid midfielder Christian Pulisic would have made the 2002 World Cup team, which lost in the quarterfinals. Unfortunately for the Stars and Stripes, they can't just sign other countries' best players. In fact, America recently lost one of its promising prospects, 19-year-old midfielder Jonathan Gonzalez, to Mexico. Born in California to Mexican parents, Gonzalez played for the United States at the youth level, but decided to switch in January. A rising star for Monterrey, a team in Mexico's top league, Gonzalez, seemingly ignored, was aggressively wooed by his parents' home country. It didn't help that the United States program had seemingly ignored Gonzalez, most notably leaving him out of the lineup for a friendly against Portugal last November, when several other young American stars got their first taste of senior-level soccer. Germany faced a similar dire situation in 2000, when it finished at the bottom of its group in the European Championships. So the national team worked with the Bundesliga, Germany's top league, to produce more homegrown talent. 18 years later, Germany is the number one ranked team in the world. Major League Soccer, however, already has academy systems, a key part of the German reform. So why are truly elite young American players still hard to find? The problem is the country soccer culture, something former United States coach Jurgen Klinsmann diagnosed in 2010. You pay for having your kid play soccer, Klinsmann said, because your goal is not to have your kid become a professional soccer player. Your goal is that your kid gets a scholarship in college, which is the complete opposite of the rest of the world. The only way to fix American soccer is getting young people who might not otherwise be interested in soccer on the field. And ultimately, that change won't come from new programs, administrators, or coaches. It will come from the kids who played the beautiful game. So put on those shin guards, get out there, and start kicking. Unboxed, taking the lid off the coolest sport gear. Every 4 years, the World Cup is held. And every 4 years, the World Cup is preceded by hysteria about the ball used on the tournament. This year's model is the Adidas Telstar 18. It's based on one of the most iconic balls the game's seen, the classic Telstar used in the 1970 Cup. That ball featured 32 black and white pentagon and hexagon-shaped panels stitched together. The new version has the same color pattern, but just 6 panels glued together. After the Telstar 18 debuted last fall, goalkeepers immediately complained about how unpredictable the ball was in flight. I bet you as much as you like that we'll see it at least 35 goals from long range because it's impossible to work out, Spain's Pepe Reina said. Per AS, goalkeepers are going to have a lot of problems with this ball. Why not, though? Similar things were said before the 2010 and 2014 Cups, and those tournaments turned out just fine. You'll see some good goals, you'll see some bad goals, and they'll all be scored with a stylish ball that evokes a classic era. This month, what to watch? College World Series, June 26th and 27th, on ESPN and ESPN2. Please check your listings. This issue's big feature is all about trivia, page 31. So what better way to celebrate one of the country's greatest sporting events than by testing your knowledge of it? Let's play ball. The Florida Gators above won their first title in 2017. Which school has the most championships? Is it A, Arizona State, B, Texas, C, Cal State Fullerton, or D, Southern California? The answer? D. Southern California has won 12 titles. All right, next. Number two, we have, where does the College World Series take place? A. Dallas, Texas. B. St. Louis, Missouri. C. Omaha, Nebraska. Or D. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Boop, 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 boop. Answer? C. Omaha, Nebraska. Three. How many teams participate in the College World Series? Is it A, 12, B, 8, C, 6, or D, 4? Boop, 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 boop. The answer is B, 4. Number 4. What format does the College World Series tournament follow? A, single elimination, B, double elimination, C, sudden death, or D, round robin? Boop, 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 boop. The answer is B, double elimination. Number 5. What format does the College World Series Championship Series follow? A, best of 3 series. B, best of 5 series. C, best of 7 series. And D, it's not a series. It's just one game. Boop, 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 boop. The answer is A, 6. Next, number 6, and final question. In what year was the College World Series first contested? A, 1978. B, 1950. C, 1962, or D, 1947. Boop, 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 boop. The first two College World Series were in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and the 1949 event was in Wichita, Kansas. The answer is D. Moving on, June birthdays. June 2nd, West Ham United striker Javier Hernandez celebrates his 30th birthday. June 3rd, ATP Tour player Rafael Nadal is 32. June 6th, receiver DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans turns 26. June 7th, Carolina Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey turns 22. June 8th, Pittsburgh Penguins left wing Connor Sheary celebrates his 26th birthday. June 11th, Phoenix Mercury guard Diana Taurasi turns 36. June 12th, New Orleans guard Drew Holiday is 28. June 17th, Liverpool and Egyptian national team striker Mohamed Salah celebrates his 26th birthday. June 18th, Minnesota Twins catcher Jason Castro is 31. June 19th, forward Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks turns 40. June 28th, Washington Wizards shooting guard Bradley Beal turns 25. And finally, June 30th, defensive end Vinny Curry of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers celebrates his 30th birthday. Page 12, warm-up, on our radar, Aspen Shelton. Her height is 5'6". Her birthplace is Willow Park, Texas. Her birth date is April 2nd, 2001. Her sport is swimming. Through the end of March, Aspen, who is legally blind, held American Paralympic records in the 12 short course 100-yard freestyle in the 50 and 100-yard backstroke. She also held long course records in the 100 and 400-meter freestyle and 200-meter backstroke. She set all those records in 2017. S12 and S13 refer to the category of visual impairment. At the 2017 World Para Swimming Championships in Mexico City last December, Aspen won gold in the S12 100-meter backstroke and silver in the 100 freestyle and bronze in the 50-meter freestyle. Aspen, a rising senior who takes classes through Texas Online Preparatory School, won USA Swimming's 2017 Prisca L. Zorn Award, given to outstanding athletes with disabilities. Sports Kids of the Month. Jethro Ian Marina, age 12, Phoenix, Arizona. His sport is basketball. Jethro Ian, a rising seventh grader, hit two buzzer beaters during the 2018 Arizona Middle School Basketball Championships in March. His NV Hustlers reached the semifinals. Vanessa Borovilos, age 12, Toronto, Ontario. Her sport is golf. Vanessa won the 10-11 age group at the Drive, Chip, and Putt National Finals at Augusta National Golf Club in April. She also finished first in her age divisions at the 2016 and 2017 United States Kids World Championship, winning by 5 and 6 strokes, respectively. Randy Weiss, age 12, from Gilbert, Arizona. His sport, two sports, cycling and baseball. Randy won the 2017 Arizona Cyclocross Series Championship in the 13 of 14 age group. Also, having won back-to-back state titles in the 2016 and 2017. A pitcher and infielder in baseball, he had 6 RBIs to help his CRB Rattlers win the 12-and-under Fat Pitch Tournament this spring. Are you a sports kid? If you think you have what it takes to be a sports kid of the month, submit your nomination at sikids.com/sportskid. Contests. Page 13. How poetic. You sent us your best rhyming sports verses and wowed us with your words. Here are 4 of our favorites. Danger Russ. Russ Wilson drops back to pass, sees it's a bliss, and sprints through the grass. He uses his mind, his speed, and his strength to run the field's enormous length. Yet he plays sportsmanlike and does not make a fuss, and that's why they call him Danger Russ. That's from Isaiah, age 11, from Rhode Island. Jason Tatum. He gathers up the ball he stole, gonna take it to the hole. His handles got the defensive shook so fast they can barely look. He meets number 20 at the rim. I'd watch out if I were him. He drops the hammer for a huge poster. The bench props up like bread from a toaster. That's from Andrew, age 12, from Massachusetts. Simone Biles. She jumps, she leaps, she flies. She touches the sky. Gymnastic takes a lot of practice. Puts a scrunchie in her hair. Flips through the air. She's strong and she's bold. She goes for the gold. Watch Simone Biles as she bolts down the vault runway. That's from Morgan, age 8. From Pennsylvania. And finally, Ode to Baseball. Dynamic duels, blast off, slam fest, a flying ball going on a quest. Going, going, gone. Batters say, bring it on. Balls flying over the wall, this is why I love baseball. That's from Ryan, age 11, from California. He called bingo. When White Sox DH Matt Davidson on the right became the 4th player in history to homer 3 times on opening day, Evan completed his winning card from our January-February issue and was the first to send it to us. 2 sports star Esther Ledecka, double Olympic gold, Philadelphia Flyers center Sean Couturier, Gordie Howe hat trick, golfer Russ Fisher, the hole-in-one, and Charlotte Hornets point guard Kemba Walker, 10 three-pointers, helped Evan round out the column. Since then, he completed another. And runner-up, Jacob, age 10, from California. Warm-up. Saddle-up. Racing in the big time. Hall of Fame jockey Victor Espinosa talks about what makes Triple Crown races special. Spring brings Thoroughbred Racing's Triple Crown season, the 3 most prestigious races in the sport. The Kentucky Derby in Louisville, the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, and the Belmont Stakes just outside New York City in June. Jockey Victor Espinosa, who began riding professionally as a 21-year-old in 1993, twice won the first 2 legs before falling short in the Belmont. In 2002, he was aboard War Emblem, and in 2014 he rode California Chrome. 3 years ago, he again won the first two races, giving him a third chance at a Triple Crown. This time, he and American Pharoah Above became the 12th duo to win since 1919. He asked Espinosa what it's like to participate in these brief but adrenaline-fueled contests. The Derby has such a different atmosphere than a regular race. We have a view of everyone in the grandstand, and it's so beautiful. It's just like a rainbow, so many different colors with hats and dresses and suits. It's just insane. The Preakness is more relaxed. It's more casual, more fun. The Belmont is completely different for me because every time that I go there, I'm going for a Triple Crown. Every day I go to the racetrack, it's my job. For the Derby and for Preakness and the Belmont, I have to train harder and I have to rest more. I have to be in better condition than on any other day in my career. The last 3 days before the race, I try not to do much. I watch something funny on TV or listen to music. I always keep my mind on something else. I try to sleep as much as I can. For the most part, everyone is nice in the jockey's room. They don't talk much because they're all stressed out. They're focused. They say hi and a little conversation, and that's it. Before the race, I always look at the horse's body language, the way he stands, the way he walks, and I look at the rest of the horses and how they act and how the crowd affects them. For example, when I walked into the paddock in Belmont and looked at California Chrome, my heart completely dropped. He looked tired. He didn't look happy. His hair wasn't very shiny. I didn't like the way he was standing. Horses are like humans. When you're tired, you stand differently. It's not that powerful pose with your chest up that reminds me of a cobra ready to attack. That time, California Chrome was not like that. I've learned over the years to have that sense if the horse is not 100% ready to go. That's the worst feeling you can have. In Triple Crown races, I always go near the lead. I don't like to get dirty. My craziest experience was at the Preakness with American Pharoah Below. I never seen so much rain in my entire life. I am from Mexico and grew up in California, and it doesn't rain that much. Even my boots were completely filled with water. All the horses were walking sideways. I look at my horse, and he's like, "It's nothing. Bring it on." We came out of the gate, and I could just feel that power, and he splashed through the mud and water. I was like, "Wow, he loves that." For me, I was having a hard time. There was so much water, and it was cold. But honestly, in the middle of the race, then I knew the horse was fast and was going to win. You just forget about the rain and being cold and try to have fun. These races are all about memories. Memories last for a lifetime. They never go away. Today, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the show. So, please go to our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long, until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138.